What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you tuned in at 3:30 for LeSean McCoy, we're sorry. He wasn't on. He might be on later in the show. Might not be on, but a guy who's always on time, 4 o'clock every Wednesday. That is Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, thank you for joining us. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic, guys. Good to be with you, man. I mean, we're getting ready for some divisional round football. I mean, if you can't get excited about this weekend, you're just not really a football fan.
Yes. Real football. Sure. Real football. Here we go. And how so Eagles hold the Packers to 10 points on Sunday, get 4 turnovers, 1 special teams, but 3 turnovers from the offense. How impressive did you think the Eagles defense performance was on Sunday?
That's pretty good offense. I mean, I'm outside of Josh Jacobs at one run. I mean, they completely shut him down. The quarterback played about as bad as we've seen him play all year. He had 2 interceptions earlier in the year, but he didn't throw them late. And, they forced him. I mean, Slate made a great play on the outside, but the ball was probably poorly thrown. But regardless, it was great position. He was in phase. And the receivers, they started going down left and right. I mean, they knocked the left guard out. They knocked receivers out. I mean, it's a physical game, and they put guys out of the game. It's a credit to how they play the game right now.
Yeah, I think it was really – really impressive to me to see the evolution, especially because the first game of the year was against the Packers and then this game. Yep. And the Eagles missed so many tackles in that first game. And Jacobs ran all over them to this game where not only has their play evolved, but even their, their intensity and how you would describe them. Like it's almost like it's shocking that it's the same season.
Well, they've made a lot of changes. I mean, Cooper DeJean is in the slot. Quinyon started his first game of his career against Green Bay at right corner. He's played every game since. Zach Bond had never been an off-the-ball inside linebacker. N'Kobe Dean was, just making his first start. I mean, he had played, but making his first start. They were starting Bryce Huff at end, outside linebacker. They stopped that experiment. And so, they've made a lot of changes. And then they really, one thing about Vic Fangio's defense is Vic's always going to kind of give you a too high shell look. They're going to change and get to things, after the snap. But, they're not going to complicate things. Guys are going to be able to play fast. And that's what you're seeing from Nolan. That's what you're seeing from Jalen. That's what you're seeing from Zach. So there's a great deal of familiarity with the calls, what to expect. We know that if they start running the ball well, and the Eagles are going to go to a 5-man or 6-man front, Zach Bond will be an outside linebacker. Like, you can see the adjustments now, 17, 18 weeks later.
Yeah, Baldy, and I think at some point this offseason, and maybe it was during the season earlier, but I think it was offseason, that Sean McVay and Matt LaFleur talked about the defensive coordinator, that this sort of gave them the most problems, and they brought up Vic Fangio. You saw what he did against LaFleur last week. He's faced Sean McVay early this year. I'm just wondering, when I look at that interior part of the line, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and really Milton Williams, man, they really were a difference maker in that first game.
They were, Ike. I mean, that was a pretty much a domination up front. And while the Rams offensive line played well the other night, for the most part, mm-hmm. I mean they're really no match for the Eagles. Eagles are just much better in the trenches than the Rams are. The Vikings, they couldn't even stay on their feet against the pass rush of the Rams. And they're good. Jared Verse and all those guys are good. But, to that side of the ball, I think the Eagles are just much better. I mean, Jalen Carter is a handful for anybody. Nobody really can handle him one-on-one in this business. And really, you know, I mean, it's about drafting well, which they've done, mm-hmm. but it's about player development. And so to watch Nolan Smith play now, play his best game as an Eagle last Sunday, I mean, that's a credit to, you know, the assistant coaches, to Vic, putting him in good positions. Now he's playing with tremendous confidence. He can play in a walk-away position as an outside linebacker, which they want, so they can rush from the other side with a little bit more strength. So they've got a lot more flexibility because the players are real familiar with the scheme right now. But if they want to reduce the front, Ike, and say, okay, Kyren Williams, you're not running it up the middle on us, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Baldy, there's been, over to the offense from Sunday, before we totally move on to the Rams, there's been a lot of debate because the passing game, and, you know, Nick said this and Kellen said this, the passing game wasn't as good as they wanted to be on Sunday. There's been some debate whether it is whether that was a play-calling issue or whether it was a Jalen issue. How did you see it?
Well, they got to call passes to have a passing game.
Well, they called 30 passes.
Well, I mean, they're running it on 3rd and 8 and 3rd and 12 and 3rd and 13. They're not even trying. So, I mean, they've got two of the best tandem receivers amongst the best tandem. They don't even try. So, I mean, I think that's part of it is play calling. You know, they were content to punt. They're not gonna run it on 3rd and 13. I mean, 1 out of 100, you're gonna convert there, even with Saquon. So, I mean, but look, I mean, Jalen holds the ball a long time. The touchdown to John Dotson. He had 7 seconds to throw it. But if he tried to throw it earlier, like, I don't see anybody open. They played a matchup zone. They matched up everybody. The only guy that uncovered was Jahan Dotson, and he got the time to make the throw. So there wasn't a whole lot there on timing. I thought Jeff Heffley did a good job of kind of matching guys up, and, you know, you didn't see a lot of separation at times when they were trying to throw it. So Jalen either held it, threw it away, or ran it. You know, I'd like to see an offense that wants to attack. I think that's how you have to win Super Bowls. So you have to attack. You can't just play, all right, we'll put our defense out there. They're playing good. I mean, I think you got to take some shots, too. And they didn't take any.
Yeah, you answered the question before I even got a chance to ask you, Baldy. That's what I was going to ask you, whether or not you believe, can they go win a Super Bowl this way? That's another thing we've been discussing. We're such a heavy run team. We don't throw the ball. And you just said it, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 13, we're running the football. I don't know if you can do that. You may get away with that against Green Bay or the Rams. I don't know if you can go to Detroit and win that way. How do you feel about that as far as using this as a formula to try to win a title?
I don't think you can win it, Ike. But, you know, the game always dictates what you do. If they have a 10-point lead against Detroit and they feel comfortable running it,
right,
the defense is playing lights out, maybe you can. But, you know, Detroit's been putting up a minimum of 30 on everybody. So, and we'll see what they do this week against Washington, but that is a great offense that can score from everywhere. So you have to be prepared to play fast-break football, to play in a shootout, because that's what Detroit has been doing in games. And that's what some of the teams in the AFC have done this year. So, you know, I like preparing for those moments when you got to play that style. Mm-hmm. And so it remains to be seen if they can play. I know they put up 30 plus against Washington a couple weeks ago. They took advantage of a lot of turnovers. And I know, you know, obviously Jalen was in there for most of the game, but, you know, for the most part, can you get away with Jalen, who's, you know, won basically 11 in a row here. Can you get away with just running or throwing it 20, 22 times a game? I have my doubts about that against a couple of teams that they might face.
So the last time the Eagles played the Rams, it was probably the Eagles' best offensive performance of the year. Is there anything different from a defensive – and that was, you know, the Rams at that time when going into the game was 5-5. So is there anything different about the Rams' defense today than that day that might prevent the Eagles from having a similar sort of performance?
I don't think so. You know, they opened up the third quarter of that game. It was 13-7 at halftime. In the first play of the third quarter, they ran a basic inside zone, and they blocked everybody up. And Saquon went 70 and opened the game up on one play. And they did it again in the fourth quarter. Now, there's a lot of things you can do. Shula can do a lot of different things. You can put Bobby Brown on the nose. They got different guys that can play on top of it. You can reduce the front. You can stack the box. You can do a lot of different things here. And are they willing to do that to shut Saquon down and make, you know, make Jalen or beat you? I mean, I think they've got some excellent pass rushers, but you would never know it. You know, the last time they played, nobody had any problem with Jared Verse or Braden Fisk or, you know, Kobe Turner. They didn't have any problem with those guys. But they have been good pass rushers. They worked great on Monday night. They have been good all year. They are good young players. But I didn't see the Eagles having any issues with those with that front.
So the Rams win on Monday night felt, you know, emotional, right? I mean, with all that's going on in L.A., they move the home game, and they look – we asked Jordan about it, and he said when he watched the game, they looked hungry to him. A lot of times when a team has an emotional game like that, it's either it could either be the start of something or it's hard to get there again. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, hard to hit that emotional
– No, I understand, Spike. I mean, it's a good point. And, you know, I think the Rams got the short stick here. I mean, you play late on Monday night, all right? You got to travel back to L.A. It's a mess back there for players, personnel, friends of those people. It's a mess. So, you know, you're heartbroken when you go back. And now you got a short week to come back here. The Eagles had a full extra day to prepare, you know, than the Rams did. They had an extra day to prepare. Just maybe not on the practice field, but certainly from a preparation, game planning, all that stuff. And now they got to travel all the way across the country. And but can they summon that type of energy that they played with? Well, if they do, they look like, I mean, they were so much better than Minnesota the other night. And I thought Minnesota would play a lot better than that. They didn't. But that was part of it. They played really fast. They got off blocks. Stafford came out super hot. Like, hit every single receiver, even if they were covered. That throw to Tyler Higbee on the opening drive was a dime. And he could play like that. So you can't take any of it lightly for sure. But I do feel like the Rams got the short stick. And it remains to be seen, to your point, if they can play at that vibration level that they played with on Monday night.
So 3 o'clock Sunday, Eagles-Rams. How do you see it going?
Well, I thought the Eagles would go 4-0 in the postseason. I'm not changing that. I think they're the best team, best all-around team in the tournament. And so I think the Eagles take care of business. I don't know if they're going to put up 550 yards of offense like they did, you know, back in, you know, November 24th. But I think they should have a good day. And then it's a question of, you know, can this front just get after some of the edge protectors on Matt Stafford? Because if you get to Matt Stafford, he's going to give you two. So, you know, it's a question of if you're going to catch them or not. But they've been taking the ball away in record numbers here over the last 6 weeks. So if they do that, then I don't think this game's going to be close.
All right, Baldy, we appreciate you. And hopefully next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we're talking about Eagles.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're talking about Eagles Commanders in Philadelphia, but more likely Eagles Lions. All right, thank you as always, Baldy.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yep.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the best football show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
He said, good point, Spike.
I know. Do you hear that right at the end?
See, there you go.
Got there. And
progress.
He also agreed that the Eagles should be aggressive.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
He did. And that's...
But you said it.
No. But... Sorry, dog.
Just, you know...
We're taking baby steps.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? We're growing. It's only week 20.
Yeah.
We're growing.
215-592-9494. Are you a Nick guy or are you just warm? Are you just waiting? Are you just waiting for him to screw up so you can blame him? 215-592-9494. Kenny, I'm the Dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
I left Sunday's game in such a great mood. We're moving on to the divisional round. The stadium was rocking. Everything was great. But I'm starting to listen to fans and some of the hosts in the station, and I'm starting to think maybe we've become entitled. Because it's not enough that we have a great running back, the best in the league, and the best offensive line in the league, and the best defense statistically in the league. Now we have to have a quarterback that's Tom Brady and Joe Montana wrapped together. He played, like I said, he played well enough. Could he have played better? Yeah, but we didn't really need him to play much better than he did because we won. I just feel sometimes that we don't really have the right to be this entitled when we're winning games. And there's so many teams out there that will kill to have one of the things that we have. Are we too close?
Kenny. Now, I don't remember the call specifically, but when the Eagles back in Ike's day were winning game after game after game, and our head coach and our quarterback were, looking back on it, the best head coach in the history of the franchise and the best quarterback in the history of the franchise, you're telling me that you never complained about how Donovan played, even if they won, and never complained about Andy, even if they won. That's what you're telling me.
I complained about Donovan every day because I didn't like him.
Okay. Angelo Castaldi.
And you did. You probably complained about Andy and clock management and throwing the ball too much. Probably did that, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
take it down a notch.
Yeah, like this whole crying about the fan base wanting a player to play better, it's like we're all scared that we're going to see him in the supermarket and he's going to call us on it. Like, what are you doing? You were a dirty 30 guy, and you're
allegedly
calling and telling me that we should just be happier all the time. You and your kind complained about Andy Reid for 14 years. You complained about Donovan every year he was here. Like, what are you talking about? It's the exact same.
We were entitled 4 NFC championships in a row. We can demand more because we didn't win them. And then we still didn't win. This is different because we haven't quite got the success under us.
We won a Super Bowl 7 years ago, and we were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Different coaches, different players, different quarterbacks.
Come on, man.
I think he's playing well enough. All right. I was at the game. There was one play where he held the ball way too long and got sacked, and he had three people out in running routes, and all of them ran long, and none of them ran back to the ball. Sometimes it's not the quarterback's fault. And you know what? He didn't make a mistake. He played a great game in the Super Bowl. He made one mistake that cost us the game. He didn't do that. He didn't do that Sunday.
Well, he made mistakes on Sunday. He didn't turn the ball over, but he made mistakes.
No, I mean, he didn't make the crucial mistake that cost us the game.
That's correct. That he did not turn the ball over, and that's really important.
Another thing, too.
Yeah.
Our offense, unlike Detroit gets the ball, and they score. Detroit doesn't have any of these 12-minute drives to end a game like we do. We're slow and steady, and sometimes slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, well, hopefully. So do you have any complaints about Sirianni, or are you a Sirianni guy?
Well, okay, so you asked me before the bye, I was calling him Nicky Cotite.
Right.
The guy confounds me because every time I get pissed at him, then he does something to make me like him
again.
Well,
but he wins. How could you possibly complain about him, Kenny?
Does win a lot.
Yeah. Well, in the end, if you're looking at it, I mean, look at his winning percentage.
Yes.
I mean, shoot.
Yeah. So why does it feel to me like you're just waiting for him to lose so you can blame him?
Because I'm a fan and I can switch on a dime.
There you go. Well, at least you know. So yeah,
this is like a therapy session for us here, Kenny. I want you to be true to who you are.
Right now, I'm loving the Eagles and everything they're doing. Right now, I'm so excited for Sunday. I can't wait.
All right.
But I just, yeah. All right, that's where I am.
All right,
and I reserve the right to flip on a dime.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right, Kenny. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
I mean, the nerve of Kenny to say, how could we possibly complain when we win football games? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I know.
That was 20 years. Of Angelo's army.
So much so that when you would talk to people from other cities, they would be like, why didn't you like Andy Reid or Donovan McNabb?
Yeah, they assumed everybody did.
Yes. Oh, man. So funny coming from him. So funny. I love Kenny. Yoshi in Brewery Town. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man, Spy, Big I, Jaggy, baby. Did you just smirk?
I did not. I didn't do it.
Hey,
Yosh, you come in hot a lot. You know what I mean? I didn't say anything.
I was just messing. You know I can't come in without acting up a little bit. What's next? And everybody, I got cut off, but I love my wife. Yeah, I look at those women, but I love what I got at home. That's what I was trying
good
to
disclaimer.
Say.
Yeah. Good disclaimer.
We got you.
Yeah, you were out of pocket yesterday, Yosh.
We tried to save you from yourself yesterday.
I'm out of pocket a lot. My wife actually heard it. As soon as I walked in the house, she was like, "You love Beyonce and Rihanna?" I said, "But where I'm at." And she said, "Get in there and make me a sandwich and warm me up a muffin." I said, "Yes, ma'am. That's right. I know what I got at home. Look, man, I'm a Nick guy. We went from 14-11 to 9-8 playoffs, 14-3 Super Bowl, a Super Bowl hungover, dysfunctional locker room, and no cohesiveness team whatsoever last year. 11-6 playoff, 14-3 Man, we got the two best records with this dude since 49-60 You got to ride with this dude. He get a little annoying in his presser sometimes. That's the only thing that gets me, when he just draw it out sometimes talking. But he's been doing better this year. I'm going to keep riding with Nick. That's my dude. I'm in the passenger seat with Ike Reese, Jack, Spike. Y'all kind of suspect. What's saying? Y'all sometiming. Because if it don't go well sometime down the road, what's saying? I can see y'all jumping ship. And Spike going talk about you can't leave, but boy, you gonna be wiggling in that straight jacket if it goes away, boy. I'm telling you, if it go off the hinges, you gonna be tripping. And Spike is, look, I'm putting it to you like this: Ike is prime rib. Everybody like Ike. Jack Jello, you know, everybody like a little Jello. What's saying? You know what?
What does that mean?
Spike is like caviar. It's an acquired taste. You know what
Hold
I mean?
On, what is Spike?
You know. Spike is caviar. It's
caviar.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Expensive. Expensive and salty.
Yeah, I get asked every day, man. Like, man, like, I've had people ask me, do I get paid to be nice? And so I say, they ain't paying me nothing. I just like the guy. What's saying? He all right. You know what I mean? He's a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
yeah, Spike get, ain't bad. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He is.
He's evil, but he's a cool dude. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he wants to be described as being evil.
Spike know what I'm talking about. He's sinister, boy. I'm going to say that word. He's
yeah, there you go. I like sinister.
Sinister is
yes.
a little better.
I like sinister, yes.
All right, I mean the evil. I was thinking about Dr. Evil, because that's what I'm always putting under his
right.
Twitter.
Gotcha. Okay.
When he's plotting. And this QB1 stuff, man, look. He had the best game on Sunday, but the thing is, what I think what people are looking at, he kept making the plays on Sunday to extend the game when needed. First half, throw it out. Second half, he kept making the plays that he needed. This Rams thing scoring 27 and annihilating Minnesota. Look, the Rams scored 40. I tried to get this out yesterday. They scored 44 points against the Buffalo Bills. But then they played San Fran, the Jets, and Arizona and scored 44 points in 3 weeks. So don't get all hype off what they did on a Monday night, because they could come in here and what's the name, and they could give us the daggone points that Minnesota had this week. Everybody in this playoffs is on our level. The only team that we had to be scared of going into this playoff is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because they have our number. They have our number.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else, I see them on our level. We have beat everybody in the playoffs. Like everybody, the last time they saw us, like, as a team, we didn't beat them. Even Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, the Rams.
Buffalo. Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo. If we beat the Commanders, we was going to beat the Commanders if Jalen had them went down. You saw how that game started out. We was on fire. We was taking them to Pound Town. We was on fire. So what's the name? Like, yeah. Man, I'm telling you. Like, let's get our mind right. But, yeah, I'm a Nick guy all day. I ride with him. Just don't let him talk too much. And I'm going to go in the house, and I'll tell my wife she look like Rihanna. I'm going to tell her.
There you go.
Yosh not only went too far for the radio show yesterday, went too far with his marriage.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. That sounds like you had to go out and make an apology call a day.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my wife had you in the corner last
night. That's right.
Night.
It's almost like he's reading a statement.
Yes.
He started his phone call.
Coming up next, two possibilities. Eagles Insider of the Year, LeSean McCoy.
Well.
You'll find out which one it is.
Could Shady be on Eagles
the Eagles Insider of the Year? He has been before.
Yes.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.